tell us all
Shane
your...
Shane Dawson is here with us.
Yes.
Are we going?
We are going.
Oh,
so
hi.
Shane, tell us all of your darkest sexual secrets.
I just was talking about it last night because I have had a reoccurring nightmare every night for my entire life where I'm walking down the street and then like people grab me and mouth rape me every night.
Mouth rape. Okay, so you're walking on a street or where
walking
are you?
Walking down a street.
You're on a street.
Yes. Very busy.
In LA? People. Is it a specific
It's any town USA, really.
And someone grabs you.
Yes, by the neck.
And they shove, because rape, you know, right. There's
sensitive.
All different kinds of penetrational forms, but there a lot of them are considered rape for sure.
Right.
Now, what is it usually a penis or is it always,
a penis, yeah.
And so you're being gagged.
Yeah, I did the motion for my friend last night because I was just like, I'm walking down the street, and then it's just like, gawk, 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 and then they finish. This is the weirdest part. So like a year and maybe 2 years ago when I came out as bisexual, whatever. But before that, so I thought that's what it was. I was like, oh, I'm dealing with all these sexual things that I haven't dealt with, whatever. But then like I still have them, and I'm like, so... You know, like when you're on a diet and you dream about cookies, like I've already had the mouth rape in real life. So why do I keep having it in my dreams? You know what I mean?
Well, sort of. I mean, yeah, I do. But, okay, you hit on about 8 different things that I want to talk about. dreams, bisexuality, and
cum.
Mouth rape.
We were going to talk about cum.
Yes. But I do think that. I don't know. This will always be sort of a lifelong mystery for probably a whole lot of people. But I think that it really, you know, like this is not revolutionary that I say this, but the idea of sexuality being on a spectrum seems actually much more healthy than sexuality being very much, I don't want to say a black or white issue. I prefer to say a red or green issue.
Right.
For other weird reasons, because I don't want to offend anybody.
But, we started the show with mouth rape. I think we're there.
I would love to sort of ask you more about that. And because I think for you being bisexual and being attracted to both people, to me, when I have been attracted to women, it hasn't been necessarily physical,
right?
But it has been an enthralling love of somebody's dynamic personality that feels intoxicating,
right?
And and I'm happily married. It's sad. I don't know if I feel emotions to that extreme quite as much as I'm 39 now, so I don't quite feel like that heady rush that you feel when you meet somebody new that you're completely obsessed with. Mm-hmm. But for me, it didn't necessarily matter if it was a male or female. It felt just like, this person is enraptured. It is that feeling of, I don't know, that seduction that doesn't necessarily have to do with me wanting to go down on somebody. Because first of all, I don't want to go down on anybody.
Right.
Right.
Exactly what I say in my dreams. And they don't listen. It's interesting.
But you and I are like, because we both don't want to be mouth raped.
Right. And I feel like everybody listening, like we're all on the same page. I like to find a similarity between all of us. No, before I get into it, I also want to say, like, I don't want people to think listening. I know I have like a weird reputation for being a creep and like a weirdo and I say
all these crazy things.
I kind of do and I don't. I always say, I don't know why. And then I come on your podcast and the first thing I say is like, mouth rape.
So no,
like,
that's your reoccurring dream.
I know. But I'm not that
crazy,
I swear.
We're not quite sure if it's positive or negative yet, but we'll get into that later.
No, you know what? It is interesting though, because the whole like sexuality thing, I think the reason I was so confused was because everybody called me gay growing up, but I had never sexually thought about guys. But I also really wasn't
Why did people do that?
Well, I was like,
sorry, I don't even mean to cut you off.
I was kind of like feminine and like was, I'm feminine and, I was overweight. So I had tits and I was always like touching them and this just got really weird.
You sound like you were a funny, awesome person, right, as you are.
Yeah, but I was like crazy and loud, and I think people just assumed like, oh, this crazy fat guy, he has to be gay. He has all these friends who are girls. But I was kind of nothing because I was too scared of even thinking about like having sex or kissing or anything. So I shut all my emotions down. And then when I was like 18 and I lost all the weight and people were like, why aren't you dating? I'm like, I don't even know what I want to date. I hadn't even thought about it.
So were the people that were like, did you feel kind of bullied, or were they like your friend? Like who was sort of defining you without your being able to define yourself?
Pretty much everyone. I mean, back then, you know, it was a long time ago. What am I, 28 now, 27? It was, yeah, like 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't a thing. Like, there was Will and Grace, and that was it. Like, everybody's being gay was such a thing. There was no gay kids in our school. So it was a lot of, like, you know, everybody projecting their issues. Because all those people are now gay. Like, I'll go to Facebook, and all the people that called me gay are happily married to guys, and they're gay. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, they were just projecting. So, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I help them out, I guess.
Yeah, no, but you're, I mean, I don't know. I went through, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but there was I did talk about my weird ovarian cyst, but I wasn't very popular at all in high school. And I had to have this surgery for this weird ovarian cyst. It's disgusting. We don't have to revisit that again. Not serious. There was no like major health issue. It just had to be removed. But for whatever reason, a rumor went around my school that I had AIDS.
Oh my God!
How did it go to AIDS? Wow. I mean, that's really extreme.
I hadn't lost my virginity yet. They knew, like, people knew that there was some like kind of like blood thing going on. Like, oh, no. I needed some blood or something like that. And then there was also like this crazy statistic that, for whatever reason, was running rampant around our high school, where 19 kids out of like every average American high school has AIDS. And apparently I was, because I disappeared. And I'm like, the girl who's really short with head care, she's the one with AIDS.
That's a compliment, though, because they could have went with anything else, and they went with AIDS, which means you were getting fucked. I'm like, that's
so
a compliment.
True. So true. It's so true. But they probably, yeah, yeah. Oh, God. If only it was because I was getting fucked.
Oh, my God. There was a rumor about me in high school that I got herpes from a toilet seat at Taco Bell, which, because everybody thought I had herpes, which is so stupid, because I had a cold sore, which I did, type 1. Everybody has it.
Sure. But
everybody.
But wait a minute. Does that mean that do you catch herpes? I just want to, from their line of thinking, are you pooping in? I'm sorry. I don't want to talk too much about poop. Nobody really likes to talk about poop. But is that the deal? Like, because that's, I guess, how you would get it, right?
By the way, I love talking about poop. And I remember on the James Gunn podcast you guys did, he was like, oh, I hate poop. I hate poop. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, that's my favorite talk. And I knew that you guys weren't going to talk about it that much.
You just talked about it on your last podcast. I heard it.
Did I? Which one?
The one you just did, the June 6th one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of my faves. Which I didn't see a squatty potty in your house. I don't have one either. But every time I do somebody's potty.
Oh, I do.
No,
she has
one.
Upstairs.
You do?
Too. Oh, so my gosh. I got to take you to my Japanese toilet.
What does that mean?
Oh, you were going to love it.
What does it do? Is it like a bucket?
Oh,
that's not racist, by the way.
I'm not even sure I want to tell you.
Don't they have buckets in, is it Japan, China? There's like bucket bathrooms. I might have just made that up.
Well, it's not a bucket. In fact, it's quite high end. It's heated.
Ooh.
It lights up. It washes you. It dries you.
I need that.
It does the whole thing.
I've been bleeding a lot. Sorry.
Bleeding from your anus?
I don't know. I don't think I have hemorrhoids.
What?
I'm sorry. Here we go.
No, but all right. No, but maybe you just need to incorporate more juice into your life.
I do. Wait, just speaking of mouth rape, I need to suck your dick for a second and just take it. Like,
yes.
I can take it. Because, and is this
a compliment? It's a compliment. Challenge?
Take it.
This is hard for me, but go on.
And I'm not a compliment person. I never, ever give them because I hate them and I don't like getting them. But like, I just want to say thank you. I'm literally like, you are my favorite person ever. And I have been so obsessed with you since I was literally like, this is also not a thing. Like, sorry, I'm getting crazy.
No, I'm grabbing.
I was just
heart.
Texting with my mom in the bathroom while I was peeing about it. Like, you are one of the reasons I got into comedy 100%. Like, the Scary Movie movies and every movie you did after that, and you were just so fucking weird and so big and so like, but you kept it grounded. It was everything I wanted to be. So thank you.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to say that.
And
that's genuine. I'm not like bullshitting.
Shane, that's just the nicest compliment ever. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really mean that. I mean, I've done a lot of critically acclaimed work.
Just Friends is my life story.
But
it meant so much to me.
But really though, like I do all these kind of like silly comedies, and for a long time I felt kind of like, man, why can't I do something that's loftier? But so it means the world to me that I, you know,
that loftier shit sucks and nobody watches it 20 years. Like they do, but they like watch it and they talk about the angles. This is that, like your movies that you've been in, like me and my friends still fucking rewatch over. And I've seen Just Friends literally 500 times.
Thank you.
And that's like, it was like
such an incredible performance.
Oh, okay.
It's the funniest performance ever.
It really was. I love that performance from you.
Thank you. I loved playing it. She was just awful, but deliciously awful. She was truly fucking insane in the best of ways. So anyway, I don't want to feel like, but that was one of my most joyous times. And thank you so much. And I've got an idea.
What?
Will you come over in a few months? We won't podcast. I won't make you record your voice or anything, but can we like watch like our favorite comedies? They don't have to involve me.
We just have an unfair marathon. That would be everything. And then you could get commentary.
Will you come over for an unfair marathon? I'll provide the popcorn.
We'll
you
get it trending.
The laughs.
Oh, no, that would be so amazing.
No,
I love it.
But thank you.
What would you want to watch with him?
Overboard.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
And I've always wanted to. My mom has always tried to get me to see it.
It's so good. Right. It's so good.
Overboard.
Goldie Hawn is like, she's this incredibly bitchy, wealthy woman who's, but because she's, her essence is so lovable that you just gotta like, you weirdly root for her. And then, you know, Kurt Russell comes in with his ruggedness and he's like, anyway, I'm gonna drug you and rape you and then we're gonna fall in love and it all works out.
Right. Is she some, like, was that something that you looked up to? Like, was that your Anna Faris? Like,
yeah, you know, but I never thought I was going to go into comedy. I always loved her, but I never thought that comedy would... I didn't think I could be an actor. I never thought that I could be an actor. I thought I had acted a lot while I was young, but I just didn't think I was... I was too pragmatic. I knew too many adult actors growing up in Seattle that were bitter, and I just didn't feel attractive enough, and I just didn't think I'd already experienced enough rejection from the Seattle community that I felt like I don't know if I want to experience a whole other round of rejection from the LA community. So it was kind of a last-minute decision to actually move down here and sort of give it a whirl and see what happens.
What was the first thing you did when you got down here?
A Scary Movie.
Are you fucking kidding me? That was the first thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I called this. Everyone knows this. Well, I mean, only 300 million people know this. But no, but I auditioned. I sent in a tape. I like pulled some strings. I was able to send in a tape for a Scary Movie, and when I ended up getting it after like a long series of auditions and whatnot, I called my college roommate and I was like, oh my God, Claire, I got this movie, it's a comedy. She was like, Anna, you're not funny. And I was like, I know, Claire. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get fired. Like, we had this, like, she didn't mean it to be mean. It was like, I had never, ever identified myself as a comedian or like there was nothing about me that was, I relished in drama. Like I loved sort of the darkness of, I don't know, of life and whatnot. And anyway, so.
But that's why you started, because I'm the same way, because like my passion is horror. It's all I've ever wanted to make was horror movies. It's all I've ever watched. So like, but now I do comedy, and you're the same way. It's like you had all these dark things, and then you did comedy. I feel like all
they're
comedians
linked.
Are linked. Yeah. We're all fucked up.
Yeah, they're linked. And I think because I took myself so seriously, that was why in the spoof genre, they hired me, I think, right. because they were like, oh, this girl actually thinks that she, yeah. she believes it. Like,
yeah, and it's funnier.
She thinks she's in a horror movie.
God. What happened with like the, I've always been so interested. So Scary Movie 2 was Wayne's Brothers, and then the third one wasn't, right? What happened? Did they like?
I think it was, well, you know, I was kept out of the loop. Mm. But I think it, you know, it came down as all things to like a little money and everything and,
really?
And everybody sort of, I mean, it was a Scary Movie was such a surprise success that I don't think anybody quite knew how to handle like sort of the next journey part of it. And all I knew was that I was signed on contractually for a bunch of them for, what seemed like a lot of money, but in reality, isn't a ton of money after like taxes and agents and everybody. Like you're like, okay, well, maybe I can keep my Honda Accord for a little while. But yeah, so that was sort of I think, you know, the whole political system, right. And but yeah, it was a great education for me because I learned a lot about the technicality of comedy in that specific format. Not that it's going to give me any use anywhere else, but the idea of like, here's, you need to hold the prop like above the frame in this way. And here's exactly where you need to fall flat on your face. And you know what? It's okay if you break your nose. Like but it was great. It was really good training ground.
Right. No, I've used that movie, all those movies, mainly the fourth one, which like
really?
I don't know which one is the most beloved, but the fourth one taught me so much about gags and so much about timing.
I love you for saying this. But
my favorite scene, and I still show my friends all the time, and it's on YouTube, I watch it, is you when he couldn't hear you and he fell down, he had the baseball hit him, and you were like you know, waving your hands in front of him, like doing sign language, but then it got really fucked up and you like were pretending to go inside of a woman and you had like an ice cream scooper and it just got weirder. And that to me is like the perfect scene. That's a perfect gag. It's perfect. So like that taught me, and I've totally ripped that off so many times back when I first started on YouTube, like trying to do something similar and I never could do it. But
well, thank you for saying that. I do think that the biggest lesson was, I had to be okay with, not that I've ever felt super hot in my life at all, but the Scary Movies were definitely a lesson in like how to not feel hot.
Well, I mean, you know, they let you get a little hotter because like the fourth one you were like, you know, blonde and you were like dressed up a little bit. Like the first one you were like, yeah, progressively.
I don't know. Thank
man,
you
it was so hot
that.
When you threw that kid at the at the car, like. I'm also into weird stuff. Anyways, mouth rape.
No, mouth rape.
You just touched upon the fact that you when you started doing your YouTube videos, how did you get into that, first of all? Like, I know that there are so many people that want to become YouTube stars or digital personalities. I'm always been fascinated by YouTube stars and because it's like a different form of celebrity in a sense, right. You know? And it's like there are so many people that know who you are that won't know who Anna is, and vice versa. It's one of those things where I feel like it's almost like it's two different celebrity worlds that we're living in right now. How does that whole thing work?
Yeah, it's dark because well, I started YouTube. I started making videos in high school. Like, I was like the weird video guy, and my teachers would let me make videos instead of do essays because I just love them. And I'd make these fucked up, crazy videos that like the teachers would share with each other, and they were just really, really scary and weird. I got suspended one time for one, but YouTube came around. YouTube came around at the end of high school, and my teacher was like, "Oh, you should start uploading all those projects on YouTube." And I was like, "What is that?" So I just started doing that. And then over the summer, after high school, I was like trying to lose weight and making videos with my friends and like, let's just have our own YouTube show. And about a year into it, I was miserable at my job and I was just like, and I was trying to be an actor and I wasn't booking anything. And I was like, well, maybe I can just like have my own show and maybe people will watch me on YouTube because nobody's really doing it. Nobody's really talking to the audience, asking them questions, you know, interacting. So I started that. And then, yeah, it was like a thing, and it kind of slowly started working and people started watching. And but I wasn't trying to be, I didn't even know what a YouTuber was because it wasn't a thing.
Right.
I always wanted to make movies. So now when I hear people like, I want to be a YouTuber when I grow up, I'm like, no, no, like that's not, oh God, like that's so empty and it's going to go away. And YouTubers only last 2.5 years. It's a
miracle.
Is that
true?
And I'm right. Yeah. The shelf life is 2.5 years.
Really? Yeah, but that's actresses too, don't you think?
I mean, I guess that's true. Yeah. But, you know, but there are ones like you, and there are actresses who can stick around because they're fucking good. And like, I hate myself, but like I think I'm talented in certain ways, so I think I've been able to stick around. But a lot of these kids,
I love you very, very much.
Oh, thank you. I love you. But a lot of these YouTuber kids are pretty bad, and then they like think they're going to be famous forever, and then it goes away in 2 years, and they're fucked. Yeah. It's really dark. It's like the child star syndrome, but it goes faster.
Really?
And they don't make as much money, so it's like it's faster and sadder. Ooh, I like that. Faster and sadder. Anyways. I don't know if I answered the question.
In a weird, fucked up, optimistic way, I guess it lets them down easier.
Have a bigger picture. Don't just want to be famous or want to be a YouTuber, because it is a lot of work. But also, like, once it's over, you have to have a backup. You have, like, not a backup plan, but you have to have an ultimate dream.
Passion.
Not just like, I want to get followers.
Right.
Because your followers will leave you. And
yeah.
Just look at, like, if you, this is so dark. But if you die, like I recently had a thing.
Wait a minute, we're going to die?
We're all going to die.
Like, what?
Probably soon. I've had an inkling.
Who the fuck? Sim, who did you book tonight? I'm
no, but when you die, like I was thinking about this the other day, because a YouTuber died recently, long story. And luckily she was a singer, so everybody's going back and like, oh, like she was an amazing musician. But I'm like, what if you're just a YouTuber who like vlogs your life or like takes Instagram pictures? When you die, like, is that your legacy? Like, oh, they took a lot of cool pictures of their food. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
I feel like have a bigger passion, acting, writing, directing, something, not just here's my pictures.
Well, and I think that it has to be in the reward of the creation.
Right.
And as opposed to the reward of the outcome, mm-hmm. of the celebration of, you know, like of the idea of getting laid or the idea of someone wanting your picture or whatever. It has to be rooted, I think, in the idea of like the pure joy is the actual creation of the project. And there's benefits to the other stuff too. That's always really fun. It's ego gratifying and wonderful in some ways, but at the same, but it has to come from a groundedness of like, this is something that I really, that I love actually creating. Yeah.
Which is why somebody like Kylie Jenner, not to like make fun of her or whatever, but I'm sure she's miserable because like what is, she's not making anything. She's not waking up in the morning making something. She's just famous. It's like, that's so like, I'm sure that's so miserable. I get miserable when I'm not like shooting a movie or directing something. If I'm just making a YouTube video, sometimes I get miserable because I'm like, oh, this isn't what I want to be like creating. Like me trying foods. Like that's not like what I want to be creating right now.
So the YouTube is is not an end game for you then. You want to do other stuff besides.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube is great because it's like my own place to put stuff that TV would never fucking put up.
Right.
But like, yeah, I mean, I directed a movie a couple of years ago, and that was amazing, and I want to keep doing it, and that's always been... I hate being on camera. I hate it. I'm so self-conscious.
That's all it is. You already have the tools inside of you to do all of the things. Like, I mean, it does hurt my ego, of course, when I'm at Ralph's, the local grocery store. Dear listeners, and someone is like,
I love that you go to Ralph's.
I think I know you. Where do I know you from? Oh my God, I like that scary movie. What are you doing now? Oof. And I'm like, well, I'm on a show called Mom. And they're like, oh no, oh my God, I haven't heard of it. Oh, I'm like, okay, yeah, well, okay, all right. And it's because it's humiliating. Yeah, of course it's embarrassing. But at the same time, I don't want to have my whole ego and identity wrapped up in the idea of people needing to acknowledge my current work, my past work, whatever. Like, I just want to enjoy the work. you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm the same. I have people come up to me, like 18-year-olds, and they'll come up to me and be like, oh my God, I was obsessed with you when I was like in second grade. And like, are you still like doing that fucking YouTube thing now? Like, they're so mean about it.
No.
But it's also projecting. Like, when those people come up to you and they're like, what are you doing? They're projecting because they're embarrassed that they're starstruck. So they have to like.
They might also show not be watching mom.
Well, but on the flip side, I think that is such an interesting. Like, I was surprised when I saw you doing that show because I was like, oh, that's like, that's such a different audience than like. You know, like the scary movie thing. It's interesting, but it's good because now you're getting such a wider audience. But no, oh.
No. I love doing
what is
show.
It like being on a fucking, like, what is that like? Like, what is your week? I'm sure you've talked about this to death, but like, what is it?
Thank you for, no, I have, I probably have, but sometimes I find my own voice so interesting that I just get lost in it. Yeah. No, but I love performing live. And I love playing these characters, and I love working in the format. It's actually, it's thrilling in a completely different way than anything else I've ever done in terms of, because you really have to step up to the plate. Yeah. Like you have two chances to do your lines correctly. And not only correctly, but the way you want them to go. Mm. And so it requires like a lot of concentration, which is thrilling, but I will say that I think the mental concentration, it feels like an incredibly fun version of taking the SATs every day. Mm. So do you want to take the SATs every day?
Right. But is it also kind of like doing a school play, like when you do the live thing, that rush you get? Like, it's so exciting when it goes well?
Sometimes. But it's also a little bit different because the audience, in the best of ways, they're so happy to be there. So, because, you know, they just want to be a part of like sort of a hall. Like, it's very different from a theater audience,
right,
where you get you feel the edge of cynicism. Mm. So when they actually approve of you, you feel like that head rush of like, oh man, I did it. Right. Like this, they liked. Whereas with a lot of these shows, there's the generosity of a lot of tourists.
They love the air conditioning.
And they just, like, in the best of ways, they love it when we mess up. And it makes me feel so loved. it's just a different, it's not comparable at all. Like, the live audience with a multicam and the live audience with a theater. And I love doing the show, but I do miss a lot. What I love is playing, getting the chance to play a character for an incredibly long time and getting to grow with this person and getting to act with Allison and Jamie and Mimi and all the people that I love. But I don't love the idea of, I loved playing a horrible person.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I'm really missing. I'm missing playing atrocious.
Right.
And so I do want, like, I don't know how I figure that out again, but I want to play.
But you've never really played that many atrocious characters, though.
Really?
Ooh, you know what you could do that could be fun? Is what if you have an episode of your podcast, or film it, where you play like a character like from Just Friends, where you're just a fucking cunt, crazy bitch.
But who do I sabotage?
But like either interview people.
That'd be the meanest thing to sabotage. Like,
but it'd be so funny.
It would be fun for me.
Like Between Two Ferns.
But wouldn't
type
it
of
be
thing?
Awful? To someone else?
No, do it to me. I don't care. Please do it to anybody.
Okay.
So good.
Are you ready?
Oh my God, we could do it on my YouTube channel, please.
Wait, why don't we do it?
Why don't we just do it right now? Let's try it right now.
Okay.
All right.
Oh
my
God. But what's my name?
So wait, do you want her to play the same character from Just Friends, or
even worse, even
meaner? Okay.
Even meaner? You just want to play a really mean character,
just
right?
An awful person.
Okay, so Anna, you're gonna play a really, really mean version of yourself.
What's my name?
And your name is Anna. You're gonna play a really
mean
character.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Do you want to play a completely different character?
What's a good
Veronica?
No, that's so old school. We have to do like a new one, like Sepia.
Stevia?
No, like Stevia, the filter.
Oh.
I love it.
Is it Sepia? Sepia?
Sepia. Okay. Sepia.
No, but you're Sepia.
But wait, are you Jane or are you somebody else?
I'm me, baby. Just rip me open.
Okay.
Mouth rip me.
Sim?
Yes.
So who the fuck is on tonight?
We have Shane Dawson. He's very popular with the digital media.
I'm closing my eyes right now because I'm so fucking annoyed.
Well, he's actually a lot of fun. I think you're really going to like him. Shane, would you like to meet Stevia?
Hi. Oh, hi, Stevia.
Hey.
I'm such a fan. Oh.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that limp handshake.
Did you think that was limp?
Oh, no, I just say it felt not intimate, but, like, I get it.
Why? Do you think you know me?
I know about you. Like I follow what? You on Instagram, and I see your pictures, and you seem to be happy.
I am happy. I'm really fucking happy.
Yeah. What'd you do today?
Okay, well, I'll tell you. First of all, I had to tell Maria to take the dogs to the fucking bath.
Oh, who's Maria?
Who the fuck do you think? Jesus Christ, Sim, who the fuck did you bring as a guest?
This is Shane Dawson. He's a digital media superstar.
Okay, and then next of all, I had to so one of my friends, I don't want to really say her name. Because she was named after a high-end car, which is so fucking lame.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I don't even know why I was friends with her in the first place, but we've been friends for a long time. But, so she called me and she was like, well, she didn't call me. but she was like, okay, so last night I went down on this guy and he didn't fully come. Mm. And she was like, what did I do wrong? And I'm like, okay. How many fucking times have I told you what to do right?
what do you do right?
Oh my God. Okay. Who?
His name is Shane Dawson. He's he's on YouTube
So first of all, you jam it way back in your throat. You start making gagging noises.
Okay.
And then, use your hands.
Okay,
and then you're not supposed to text, I think, in the middle of it,
right?
Don't do that. But then, and then you make lots of, gagging and simultaneously groaning noises. Like,
groaning? Like you're upset?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Like you're mad.
Right. You're mad at it. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to hear?
Do you yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? So the dick is coming. It's coming. Here it goes. Okay. That's a straw you're using? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Was she one of the worst?
Continue. So how do you choke on it?
He really is Snapchatting it right now.
I'm not letting you. You could have gotten it before. Okay, wait. Shane, worse than any other character? I could still continue. She is atrocious.
No, you need to be much meaner.
Really?
Talk about what I'm wearing.
No.
Mispronounce my name.
Oh, this is hard. I don't like this.
No, I get off on it. Gonna remember it later. You tell my mom about it. She loves it.
Your mom loves it when you're made fun
of? She loves it.
I'm having weird visuals about your mom. No, I can't. I can't.
So when's the last time you got to play something like that?
Oh, I did. I had a small cameo in Keanu,
right? Yeah, yeah.
And I played an atrocious person. That was really fun. She was just evil, and it's fun to play evil. Who doesn't want to play evil? Yeah. But I don't like personal targets,
right?
At all. I much prefer to be awful towards myself.
Got it.
Was I sort of doing that, or was I being kind of
no?
Both?
You were no. You weren't being. You weren't being awful enough.
I had a third party member.
No, you were being
third emerging.
Yeah,
you were being awful in the way of like ignoring everybody else, which is what was funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I'm not. I don't want. I don't like to target.
Oh, you got to do something like that soon.
Oh, and thanks.
Something. Do your own thing. I don't know.
Oh, look at Sim trying to use an iPad.
That's really sweet.
9 years here. Okay, so now we okay. Sim wants us to go to the rapid fire questions.
How'd you know that?
What a dick. Fuck you.
Remember that time that like Anna Faris pretended to choke on a dick? Like, and we were all just watching. Anyways.
Do you think I give myself a C+ if I worked on the performance?
No.
That was great.
Wait, the choking on
the dick or the whole thing?
I feel like the combo of like I challenge myself with like the idea of choking and sort of mean groaning at the same time.
It was probably the best dick choke I've ever heard in my entire
life.
Yes,
I heard a lot of sighs, like audible sighs, and I like that, like like over it. Like it was like, which was good. But you don't want to give them too much.
Yeah.
You want them to know you're over it.
Well,
you gave them just enough.
I don't know what I'm going to get, you know?
Right. No, you don't.
What am I going to get?
Something sour.
Do you think that I would the if I never got another job as an actor,
okay.
would I be a good
porn?
Blowjob giver?
Like, yeah. Wait,
based off of that,
you mean like in porn or in real life?
Well, but either one.
Okay.
I just need to know. I just need a sense of security. What do you think?
Like, I think you. Oh, you know what you'd be really good at? I just watched for the first time last night with my friend. Small penis humiliation porn. Where it's like them going,
wait,
so fucking small. What the fuck is that? A chapstick? Like, and they just like talk about how small the dick is, but you never see a dick. It's just them talking about it. And then like, I guess guys like it. I don't know.
What's the porn aspect of it then?
Well, they're like naked. So they're like fingering themselves, but they're like, I'm thinking about somebody else right now because you're so small. I'm like fingering my fake pussy right now.
I know, I'm telling you the story. I love that.
My fingers are like on my balls. It's very uncomfortable. Yeah, it's great. Look it up.
But what... Why? Okay, but why?
You'd be good at it because you're sassy.
But I'm not good at like I don't want to embarrass people's body parts. It's
then
like
you could
fundamental.
Say how,
I've
but there's
I have
a way
some
to do
degree
it. Where you can go.
Like,
I love that tiny, tiny dick. I love it. That's everything.
Well, first of all, my pussy's so tiny and small and tight that you're small. It's just a perfect fit.
Aww.
It's like Goldilocks and the Three
Aww.
Bears.
Aww. I love that. Aww.
So everyone feels good about themselves, right?
I do like that. I like porn where people say I love you. I type in I love you into Pornhub. I'm not kidding.
Really?
I need that. Like when they give a little kiss on the forehead and say I love you. It's dark. Anyways.
Okay, so we are going to do a few rapid fires, if you don't mind.
Ready.
Okay. Oh, well, and we also, like, we kind of got into some of this, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah.
All right, Shane. And you can skip any of these if you want to.
I never would.
Are you sure?
100%.
That's brave of you. Okay. If you had to become a stripper in order to save your grandmother's life, in order to save for your grandmother's life-saving surgery.
Ooh.
What would your stripper name and character be?
I would be Ranch Fountain and...
Hidden Valley?
Mm-hmm. No, my valley's out there for everybody to see.
And, Open Valley.
Yeah. And my competition is Paul Newman, and she's a fucking stupid bitch. And I'd say... What was
Love
the second
that.
Question? What's my move? Or what's my technique?
Yeah, Kate, yeah. No, I think you answered it. But you could feel free to elaborate. I'd love to hear your technique.
Okay. I would show off, like, my scars. Like, all my scars. I'd be, like, one of, like, I'd be a very specific. You have to find a niche. And I'd be a specific stripper. Like, oh, that's the one who's mutilated. Like, they want to see my issues.
Okay, first of all, I love all those things, but Can I pitch another idea
okay,
too?
I'll take it.
What about in addition to your ideas, mm-hmm. you're making crudité?
Ooh.
With,
I don't know what that even means.
Like you're slicing up baby carrots. Ooh. And little baby pieces of broccoli.
This is perfect for your small dick and, porn, by the way.
And you've got your Hidden Valley Ranch. Right. But what's it called again?
My Ranch Fountain.
Yeah, your Ranch Fountain.
Yeah.
Open Ranch Fountain. Or, yeah, Ranch Fountain.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a version of maybe, I'm just imagining.
Yeah.
I just want you to have a sauce.
I got it. Okay. Okay. So that's like my grand finale is I pour a little bottle of ranch over my head and it drips down my body like a ranch fountain. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. And when they throw money at me, it's like the salad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's make a salad. And then they throw the money at me.
I love that.
And we toss it.
Oh God.
For grandma. Toss it for grandma. Hashtag.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Which two celebrities would you like? Would you most like to see make a sex tape?
Jason Bateman and Hilary Duff.
How did you?
I literally
so fast?
Tweeted
that was so
this
weird.
A couple days ago because I was thinking about it.
That was really quick.
Because I love him so much and I love her so much, and like then for some reason I was just like, oh my God! Like I don't like celebrity sex tapes, but like I'd watch that one. So I like
want
to pitch it.
Why?
Yeah. What is it about these two?
So there's something very sad about him. like he just looks sad, and I like that. And he also has like a dad vibe, but like a young dad who like doesn't know what he got himself into. And I like that. I relate. And then Hilary Duff has like that like she's like a total idiot probably, but she's like plays smart well, and I'm obsessed with her. And I like that. Like
I really like her too.
I love her. And just imagining them, like she's like a sad, dumb girl, and he's like a sad, dumb dad, and like together, that's fucking family goals, and that's
so,
what their sex tape is called.
You know what? So, okay, so after you watch them make love together, then the aftermath is like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never knew that I could love something this much, and she's like, I love you too so much.
Yeah.
Together, our sadness creates happiness.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Okay, well,
I don't want them to find that.
Oh, you don't? You just want them to remain sad.
Then they're not relatable.
So it's like she's just going
it's
to the bathroom.
Fuck.
She's gonna go clean up and like
she's yeah, like it's a sad, sad, sad fuck. And but what happens is after they do it, like they're laying there and they're both sad, and then but then like yeah, I love it. And then she has kids, right?
I think.
Does he have kids?
I think she might have kids, yeah.
She has kids.
And I think he has kids as well.
He has kids. But I feel like he's married. I'm just like thinking about their future. Maybe it won't work out. I don't know. I don't want it to be a hookup. I don't want it to be like they're cheating on people. Ugh, I don't know.
You want them to have a like legitimate.
I want them to be in love.
Yeah.
But like a sad love. Like they burn cigarettes on each other. You know what I mean.
I do. I just would have guessed darker people, but I like it that you
they are very dark. Are you kidding me? You see her eyes? Darkness.
I don't.
That's why I love her so much. I met her and it was the best day of my whole life, and I made a really, really dark fucked up suicide joke, and she turned to me and she's like, I love it, I'm dark too. And I was like, yes, I knew it.
We gotta get you guys together.
I know
this is a celebrity sex tape for me.
Oh no, come on.
Oh,
she
yes.
needs something better than that, something sadder.
Okay, so let's go on to, all right. So one quick question. Well, two quick questions.
Okay.
Who is the last person you drunkenly Facebook stalked?
Oh, I Facebook stalk a lot of dead people, like from high school who died. And one of them was like an asshole. So I was like stalking him and I'm like, yeah, he died.
I don't understand how that works.
Well, so somebody created a Facebook page for my high school, like my class of 2006. So I was looking and there's all these like people that are like, rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in peace. So I started stalking all the dead people. And oh, one of them, this is the last one. He was my like friend in high school. He was a valedictorian, really smart. He like killed his uncle, lit him on fire and chopped up the body. And now he's in jail for life. I was like really stalking
that
one. Oh my
God.
Just fucked up. Anyways,
wait, where did you go? Did
whoa.
You get
I mean,
early
I,
parole?
We have, this is ridiculous. Wait, yeah. Seriously?
So did you know him?
Yeah, and what's crazy is that one of my videos I made in high school was of him being a killer. Oh. I called it.
Did you ever
How did you
feel?
What?
Yeah, I want to know, did you ever get like any kind of weird gut feeling that you didn't want to like cerebrally knowledge, right. But like knowledge that, did you get that? Like,
no, he was so, well, he was very quiet and very smart and but also really popular and like had sex a lot. It was weird because he was like really nerdy but really popular at the same time. Really just a trendsetter. And then, yeah, killed his uncle, took the body in a truck, drove it to Santa Barbara, put it on a beach, lit it on fire, waited for it to burn out, chopped it up into a bunch of pieces, and then buried it. But he got caught.
I feel like I remember a little. I'm a bit of a news hound. But wait, I want to ask you, though. So what makes that dark, like, brooding soul also popular at the time? No, Sim was going to get annoyed with me. But you know what I'm saying. Like, why? Like, that story does not add up. He was a popular kid, and
I don't know. You never know. Like, I think it's when people snap, you never expect it. Maybe mental illness. I don't know. Does mental illness just like happen, or do you have it forever? Well, something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. As a woman, I feel like it just doesn't happen to us as frequently.
Right.
So I don't know that lone wolf thing. Mm. You know, we're probably not like. You know, guns aren't mass marketed to us as a demographic.
Yikes, yeah.
Fun.
Well, anyways.
Fun.
It was supposed to be like, my ex-girlfriend. And I went with the darkest.
But the burning.
Yeah, the burning of the body. Yeah, I can't even visualize that.
That's crazy.
What does that even smell? I can't even. Anyways.
Oh, God.
We're all silently watching it.
But you know what? I think maybe there's that arrogance of killers where they think like, this is how I get away with it.
Right.
I've done my research.
Right.
James Patterson.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. All right. You're bringing it. I love you. Okay. This is a little bit of a different question.
Okay.
It's going to test some old movie knowledge. Ooh, okay. Of yours. What do you think the real reason Willy Wonka...
Ooh.
Was willing to give away a $1 billion global candy company to a 12-year-old.
Well, it could be two things. I mean, maybe it was going under anyways, and maybe he didn't want to deal with it. Maybe there was a sex scandal that was going to happen, and he didn't want to like be associated with it. Maybe he found out, maybe. Wait, aren't there kids inside the candy?
How about you be Willy Wonka,
okay.
And I'll be like, your business manager.
Okay.
Hey, Willy, do you have a quick seg?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been going over the books.
Right.
It's
going great.
Well, that's actually what I kind of wanted to talk to you about.
Oh.
Really quickly. Parents are starting to get worried about the like sugar intake, and it's becoming like a little bit of like a thing.
Wow,
you know?
Yeah, they do that every year. Yeah.
Well, yeah. A little more this year.
Oh.
So we're losing a lot of money. Either the Oompa Loompas have to go or we're going to have to sort of, you know, give the company to like a nonprofit.
Okay. Willy, what are you going to do? Okay. What if we have a national search for a boy, a young boy?
Why
cute.
A boy?
Not too cute.
Because I'm one. I'm
boys
a
are
woman,
more marketable,
as you know.
No. Nobody wants a little girl. They want a little boy.
Really?
Now, so you have a little boy. Okay. You give him the company. We still keep it.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like the, you know, the face of the company.
Sure.
He won't even know. Give him 10%. And then like the whole world will turn and love the company because it's a little boy. Who doesn't want to love a little boy? Who doesn't want to eat candy from a little boy? When you walk out of Ralph's, you know, and you see a little boy, you know, the local grocery store, and sure. You see a little boy selling candy, you want to buy it from him, right? You don't want to buy it from his mom who's probably telling him to sell it.
I don't, but
you
want
to buy it from
the
kid. Yeah. So we find the kid. It's all bullshit. It's a cover up.
Okay. Willie, this is a brilliant idea. Let's like do like a mass campaign where we like, I don't know, get winners through some kind of fucking candy bar thing. But here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
I need you to fly off in a hot air balloon and go like, I don't know, to South America, any place else. I need you to escape. I'll funnel you some money. I'll take my percentage.
Okay.
80. And, and then we'll sort of reconfigure from there on out.
Okay. Like a vacation.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm going on vacation.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. But you're not going to be able to come back.
Oh. Well, it's okay because I was...
But you know what? You're making kids happy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to I'll plug that in and we're good. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. You got a great deal, Lily.
You know, I just remembered also in that movie, isn't he actually killed children and ate them? I'm sorry. Right?
No,
wasn't that the thing he put them in the candy?
If I remember correctly, it was Veruca Salt that got sucked up into the into the vacuum.
No!
Thing. What?
What?
Right?
No, Veruca.
Oh, Augustus.
No,
Augustus. Gloop. Augustus Gloop. Yes, right. Yes, yes. I was hoping it was Veruca Salt because I hated
right.
her.
No, bitch.
Veruca had her own death. They all had their own horrible death.
Oh. Did the kids die? When I was a kid, I always wondered that.
Is she the one that's like, I want it now, Daddy?
Yeah, Daddy, I want Oompa Loompa now. Right?
I want her and Jason.
No, she wanted a golden goose egg.
Well, she wanted everything. She was just an awful, awful, awful person.
You can
play
her.
They all are. Yeah. Oh, that was really, when after Ooh. I saw that movie, it was my dream.
Like a biopic about the actress who played her.
Between, I wanted to be Mrs. Hannigan and Veruca.
Ooh, oh, I was going to go into a side story about Miss Hannigan, but I'll do that off air. you should have played that. Yeah, no, that's great.
Thank you. Okay, so now, another role play.
Okay.
Okay, I'm your mother.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Shane?
Yes.
Do you mind coming in here really quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
So I got the weirdest thing. So, you know, I'm trying to work out my new iPhone. you taught me how to text last week, but what is sexting and why? I don't know. Some of my friends have told me, you know, Janice and Carol. I don't understand. They said that you have been sexting some naughty things. I don't even know what that means.
I had been doing it?
Yeah, that's what
to them?
Said. No, not to them, but they said they apparently found it on some kind of app or something, and I don't know how to... I don't know. What does that mean when you... What is sex... I know, honey.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, for me, mama, I don't sext, but I think what they're probably talking about is, I like to take pictures of my body naked from behind because I want to see how fat my back fat looks. And then... I accidentally
sent
that.
You don't have any back fat.
I do.
No.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
No, I get it from you.
No.
and I sent it to a friend, and I think it went viral, and I think that could be what they're talking about. But it wasn't intentional.
What do you mean, Zika?
It's AIDS. I got it from Anna Faris. I did her podcast, and
I don't know who that is, but I.
She's on Mom.
Okay, but she's on a mother.
No, Mom, you definitely know her show. You're the demo. It's Mom.
Well, you know that your father loves to... I can't DVR anything anymore. I still don't... don't appreciate...
So, you know the guy at church you like, Rusty?
Well...
If he texted you and he said something sweet, like he liked your eyes, and you wrote something back nice, like I like your smile, and then it progressively got a little bit more intimate, and then it got to a point where you were sending a picture of your fingers spreading open something. That would be something.
Like my famous apple pie, or
I'd say your infamous roast beef, and I'd say then he'd send you back, you know, him.
He does love meat.
He does. That's good. Thank God. You know, and then it just goes back and forth. You know?
Well, the problem is, honey, I just don't quite understand social media like you do.
Yeah.
And I feel like you are going to get hurt or you're going to say something that's inappropriate that will live.
Right.
Forever.
I will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you don't have to do that, Mama.
Well, so I just... Oh.
Maybe don't text anybody. Maybe when you see Rusty, just fuck him right there on the spot. Right in church. Right in the parking lot.
We are in the... Oh. Okay. Yeah. There's a quiet back room down the basement. With linoleum floors. Mm,
yeah, cold.
I actually always sort of got a little wet down there. Thank you, honey. Thank you for the great advice.
Welcome. Love you.
I love you too, baby pie.
Mom, you're lingering.
Let's do a quick 5-10 minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll call a couple of listeners. What do you think?
Woo! Yeah!
Let's do it.